Governor Dennis Dugard says reforms to the criminal justice system undertaken 2 years ago are proving successful. He says alternative punishments like community service and the 24/7 program are more cost-effective and better at reforming nonviolent offenders in prison. Dugard is now proposing similar changes to the state's juvenile justice system.
We have a choice to make. We can continue to place juveniles in expensive residential settings that are less effective in addressing delinquency, or we can invest short-term in more effective treatment while keeping our youth close to home and driving down that residential population.
The move drew praise from some lawmakers who agree that reforms can reduce recidivism and save money. But others, like Representative Julie Bartling, a Democratic leader in the House, hope to hear Governor Dugard address other priorities.
Certainly disappointed that there's not been the leadership that I think we need to hear from the executive branch on what do we do for the teacher shortages, how do we address the low level of pay.
Bartling says she believes lawmakers will come up with their own plans to boost teacher pay and reduce the teacher shortage. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Charles Michael Ray in Rapid City.